But first, for all the Prime Minister's outrage at the misuse of Australian passports in the assassination of a senior Hamas figure in Dubai in January, there's been little response from Israel. Three Australians living in Israel appear to have been the victims of identity theft, with their passport details being used by suspects in the killing of Mahmoud al-Mabou. Yesterday, Kevin Rudd told AM any state which uses or forges Australian passports, let alone uses them for the purposes of assassination, is of the deepest concern to Australia. Without directly pointing the finger at Israel, the Prime Minister had Israel's ambassador called in for a meeting with the Foreign Minister, Stephen Smith. This morning, an Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesman, Yigal Palmor, was dismissive of the whole affair.
Is anybody accusing Israel of involvement in the Dubai killing?
Many people. Are accusing Israel.
Yes, well, I haven't heard any government accuse Israel of being involved in that. Not in France, not in Britain, not in Ireland, not in Germany, and now not in Australia. There have been many hints or direct accusations by some media. But, media are responsible for what they say. They don't represent any official stance by any government. So, we don't think that we should feel concerned because someone in some media thinks that this is Israel.
Well, the Dubai police say they are, 99.99% certain it's Israel? That's an accusation?
Yes, but have you heard the Dubai government say anything of the sort? No.
Regardless of the sources of the accusation, can I just get a direct response from you? Is Israel denying involvement?
I don't think I should even respond to that because there is no accusation. I refuse to stand accused because no one has accused me, being Israel, of involvement.
Yigal Palmor speaking to News Radio's Marius Benson. A former case officer with Israel's spy agency, Mossad, says he has no doubt that Australian passports have been forged or fraudulently used in past Israeli intelligence operations. Viktor Ostrovsky was a case officer at Mossad for several years in the 1980s. In his book, he claims Mossad has its own passport factory. Israel has long rejected his claims and tried to stop his book from being published. Viktor Ostrovsky told our Middle East correspondent, Anne Barker, he's not at all surprised at the latest use of fraudulent passports.
No, not at all. They need passports because you can't go around with an Israeli passport, even not a forged one, and get away or get involved with people from the Arab world. They'll shy away right away. So most of these operations, as most operations of the Mossad, are carried on what's called false flag, which means you pretend to be of another country, which is less belligerent to those countries that you're trying to recruit from.
So are you saying that Israel forges the passports of other countries?
If they can obtain blank passports, which they have in the past from Canada, from England, they do. If not, they just manufacture them. There's a company in Mossad headquarters that is in charge of that. They create various types of papers, every kind of ink. It's a very, very extensive research department. This is technology which is widely available and privately manufactured. So if need be, the worst case scenario, you buy a company that does it.
And how identical are they to the original passports from, say, Australia?
Absolutely. If they create a passport at a top level for use of that nature, I don't think anybody will be able to find a difference.
So do you think fraudulent Australian passports have been used before this?
Oh, regularly. Consider the fact that Australians speak English, and it's an easy cover to take. Very few people know very much about Australia. You can tell whatever stories you want. It doesn't take much of an accent to be an Australian or a New Zealander or an Englishman, for that matter. And I know people had been under Australian cover, not once and quite a few times. So why not use it?
And how does Mossad choose whose passport it's going to use or forge?
Well, it depends on the cover they need, and it depends on the operation they're involved in. At the time, there were people that were asked, could you, if... when you're here in Israel, we may need for security purposes to use your passport. Would you allow us to do that? And people would say yes, and there were shelves on shelves of real passports just waiting to be used.
And does it surprise you that Mossad would use passports from people that have no suspicion that this is going on?
No, Absolutely not. The feel that there is a need for security supersedes, you know, any personal rights.
So there's no chance you think that these 26 suspects really could be Mossad agents?
No, absolutely not. Except for James Bond, who actually pronounces or announces his arrival at the scene by saying, you know, I'm Bond, James Bond. Most people who work in the intelligence field don't present themselves by their real name.
Viktor Ostrovsky, a former Mossad case officer, speaking there with our Middle East correspondent, Anne Barker.